Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gus Zernial. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lowry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Schroll. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Schroll. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zernial scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zernial is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll hits a pop-up towards first. Zernial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zerniel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Ted Williams pinch hits for Don Button. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zerniel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Veal applying the tag. One out. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroll takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. There goes Schroll. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal bunts towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to third. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Bobo Osborne pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Osborne moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal is walked intentionally. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Osborne now playing first base. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Al Schroll. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Vic Wertz now playing first base. Pete Runnels now playing shortstop. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chittum fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. White is hit by the pitch. Wirtz moves to second. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Nelson Chittum. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. White moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Busby pinch runs for Dick Gurnett. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-4 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Busby scores. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Pete Burnside now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Green steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.